You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now, if you're not one of the several people who apparently won the Powerball jackpot last night, take comfort in at least a little green on Wall Street today. Stocks rallied after yesterday saw the biggest price decline since September. All three big indices were down about 10% from their recent peaks, and analysts started to use the C word, correction. Wherever the market is headed in the longer term, it is helpful to have some perspective, and it turns out that corrections used to be pretty common. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
Everyone pretty much agrees on what counts as a correction.
People have decided that a correction is when the stock market by some index loses 10% from its peak.
That's Columbia University finance professor Charles Jones. Why 10%?
It's completely arbitrary. It's, you know, people like round numbers, and 10% decline seems like, a pretty substantial and round number.
It's also completely normal, or used to be. We'll get to that in a moment. Market strategist Quincy Crosby with Prudential Financial says when the stock market gets overheated, a correction cools things down. And yet?
It scares the daylights out of everyone.
That's partly because, for a while, there weren't a lot of corrections while the Federal Reserve was propping up the market by keeping interest rates near zero. Crosby says market pullbacks typically happen about every year or so. But before the most recent one, last summer, it had been almost 4 years.
You would have thought that the pullback in August was 1929 all over again. Everyone had forgotten that is part of the market.
And that it doesn't say a whole lot about the actual economy. William Delwich is an investment strategist with Robert W. Baird. He says there may be a lot of uncertainty about oil prices and the slowdown in China, but the U.S. economy is doing fine.
From a macro perspective, not much has changed over the past few weeks. And so this is one of those time periods where there's a disconnect between the stock market and the overall economy.
However healthy a stock market correction may be, though, research has shown that investors hate losing money even more than they like making it, which is why Delwich says those of us watching these market swings are better off just looking away. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.